What's up, everybody? Eddie Greer, the third host of the EG3 Podcast, coming to you on this Wednesday evening, July 2nd, 2025. Thank you for tuning in this episode, which is your very first time checking out this sports podcast, EG3 Podcast. Sports, running, whenever important comes across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri. We are over halfway through the 25 year or season, whatever you want to call it. crazy, right? And this is the July 4th edition of the podcast. So this will come out a day before that, obviously. So, and of course, this upcoming holiday weekend, Friday, of course, will be a 3-day weekend for me. Probably for you guys, 4-day weekend starting tomorrow. EG3 is racing on Friday, and this right here could or could not be the last race for a while. And I'll probably explain more of that on the postcast, which I record over the weekend. And the postcast will come out shooting for first thing Monday night. So that's what I'm shooting for. Yeah, so I'll be in town for a race this weekend. And after that, this may be it for a little bit until September. So we'll see what happens there as well with all of that. Given my meeting with my coach on Monday that we discussed. So I'm going to keep that in-house right now. But anyways, yeah, so that's the plan. Obviously, be around here for the 4th of July holiday weekend, race Friday morning. Of course, I have a postcast of that. I record that over the weekend and then have that out shooting for late Monday night sometime around there. And, of course, your usual NASCAR episode will come out in the middle of the week sometime, which I'm going to get into that right now. And maybe go on another rant on the sorry-ass Braves who continue to put up terrible baseball. And the hits just keep coming for them. So there's that. I know I talked about the break. I know this is EGG Podcast, obviously, and I'm not a Royals fan, but Royals in the same spot, too, now. In the offense, but probably more so the Braves and all that talent, all that money, and probably more so about them than the Royals right now. But anyways, yes, NASCAR, right? Let's get into that for a little bit here on this episode here. So we'll come out on Thursday evening. Yeah, so Thursday evening, start of your 4th of July weekend, or about to start to have your fun of your 4th of July weekend. Yours truly there. 3-day weekend. Some might be a 4. Others might be 5. You know what it is. But yeah, NASCAR Atlanta. My goodness. Atlanta, it was something else, folks. That race, even without the big accident. Now, it could have happened in the middle or the end. But man, I think that's for sure the largest wreck since Atlanta reconfigurated that track into a plate track. And for those of you new to the podcast, don't understand what that is, look, Daytona, if you're a NASCAR fan, look back. All you need to look up is Daytona Talladega. That's all you need to know. Folks, that close racing, one EB mistake, and you're going to collect 10, 20, 30 cars or eventually the entire field, which Atlanta last weekend, oh boy, there seems to be nobody left in that race, right? So, but man, that from start to finish, including with the wrecks, that was a hell of a race, man. Hell of a race. And I know I'm bargain banner for Kansas, and over the past several years, and particularly on this podcast, Kansas has had one of the better races in the NASCAR season. Maybe not particularly this past spring with Kyle Larson sticking up a show at Kansas Speedway, which, oh, by the way, that's about, 20-25 minutes away from the ET3 crib, right? So you have that. But Atlanta is probably now neck and neck, or probably just a tad ahead of Kansas. And Atlanta is where I am from originally, and I say that a lot because everybody knows Atlanta, but I grew up 30 minutes south away from Atlanta, And so I kind of have, I still have bias to it, even though I've never been to Atlanta Motor Speedway in person. Boy, oh boy, this has to be one of the more hottest tickets in town, hottest tickets on NASCAR Cup Series circuit. And I believe, it's not in the playoffs. It was in the playoffs the last 2 years. It's not in the playoffs now. With the Cup Series, it's coming ever so closer, right? Like, I believe 8-9 races to go before the cutoff of the playoffs. Yes, NASCAR has the playoffs. That's a whole other discussion. I'm going to say, obviously, people who are new to this podcast, I'm going to say that conversation. but yeah, man, so... But yeah, Atlanta, oh my goodness, the intensity could not be up near a 10 from start of lap one. Really, after that accident, you saw driver swapping positions. And usually when a big wreck happens, things kind of settle down, whatnot, you expect that. But no, you had leaders, Keselowski and Elliott and Alex Bowman. Ryan Preece, Chris Buescher, and Eric Jones, Stenhouse, battling back, Carson Hocevar, who's in the accident. Didn't make much noise after being in an accident there. It just, all those guys just battled. Ty Gibbs was leading. The whole list of drivers, right, can go down and just leave, swap positions. You don't get that from the old Atlanta. Atlanta, spread out, low, middle, high. Ride the fence, and if you're Kevin Harvick, you dominate the race all the way from the bottom of the track. You lap up to position 7 on the racetrack, got the tire field lap down, something like that, right? You're not getting that type of action. So, but to see that, the intensity just ratchet up after the big one with some 25 cars in it. It was exciting, man. You couldn't take your eyes off television set. You just could not do it. You just couldn't do it. So, but a must-win situation for Keselowski comes up a couple of spots short, or actually a spot short there after battling there with Bowman, Chase Elliott, last lap pass for the win. There to see that the hometown guy wins it for the second time in many years. Chase Elliott in needing a win to secure his spot in the postseason. So again, just kind of to simplify this for right now, right? To be in a 16-driver playoff, you have to either win or eventually, if you can't win, you have to be in the top 16 in points. Chase Elliott is already in the top 16 in points. And now getting a win secures that. And look, I'm probably on the fence with Jeff Gluck here in a Jeff Gluck camp when it comes to Chase Elliott. Yeah, he won this race, right? But He's been quiet up until this point. And yeah, he's the most popular driver in the sport right now. But you would think, and he and Dale Earnhardt Jr., in my opinion, share something in common, right? You know, they have these one-offs, and then they disappear, right? That's what it is, man, right? So, again, I mean, yeah, those guys, and both of them, funny enough, are Rick Hendrick drivers. Rick Hendrick, of course, he owns a lot of shops around here in Kansas City, Missouri. You see that name floating around here? You drive around KC long enough, you see he's owned some dealerships around here. This is the penny in the jar. I said it. Yeah, this is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gray III again, slipping in the K State Everyday Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things KC sports. Again, same K State podcast, all things KC sports. Focusing on K-State Athletics because I am a K-State alum. Same platform wherever you listen to this podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. So, again, if you're a K-State fan or you want to check that out with fall sports around the corner, yep, soon enough, we got football around the corner. Yeah, make sure you go check that out as well. So, shameless plug, but since EG3 let it slip out again, go check that out. But anyways, back to NASA. Yeah, so Hendrick, you see Hendrick shops around here as well, right? But to me, Elliott, Earnhardt Jr., y'all got something in common. Y'all win on these plate tracks and have these one-offs and then disappear. Chase Elliott put together some nice runs up to that point of his win last week. at his home track, right? But but they have, and the game, name of the game, everybody's good. When this thing turns up after Daytona, a lot of these drivers, for the exception of a Kyle Larson, a Christopher Bell, and Denny Hamlin, all this is bunched up. All these guys have one win. The three I just mentioned, Denny Hamlin, Bell, and Larson, have each have more than one win. Three wins, 9 total between the three drivers. Easy math, right? So when this thing pops off, and this might get really tricky, because now when you look at the rest of the schedule, now I gotta pull out. All right, so you have 2 road course races next. With, let me get down here real quick, Chicago this weekend for the Xfinity and Cup Series. And then you go out west to Sonoma, California for that. Back to back, Dover, mile short track, Indianapolis, Iowa, which I am thinking about making a trip, quick road trip up there to Iowa. Still working out the logistics for that. So we'll see, because I've never been to a short track. And Iowa, I just drove through Iowa, riding up there to Duluth, Minnesota for the Gary Bjorklund half marathon a couple weeks ago, which that postcast out now, same feed, easy on the EG3 feed, right? So I'm definitely thinking about the Iowa trip. So again, got that going on. Another road, 3 road courses coming up in a span of, let me get this math right. Daytona, Richmond, Watkins Glen, 3, Iowa, 4, Indianapolis, 5, Dover, 6, Sonoma, 7, 8 more races, and that includes Chicago. So you got 8 more races until the NASCAR postseason begins after Daytona. And so, 3 of them are road courses. And this is going to get really hairy real quick, because the spots are filling up fast. So there might, EG3 might go on a limb here and say, given the fact that we've been on a run of new winners, you know what? Screw it. Top 16 is going to be filled with winners. Ooh, woo! Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and say it now. Here on July 2nd, 2005, Eddie Gritter III, Fast Eddie, said, the Cup Series playoff bracket, all 16 spots will be filled with wins. And it's going to get really tricky, because what if the 17th guy wins? Then you got to go off the stay standings, I believe. Now, we'll get to it when we get there. But I'm going to stay safe. I'm going to keep it safe right now and say all 16 spots will be filled up with drivers who've won a race in 2025. We're going to take a timeout real quick here, and we're going to get into who's in the playoffs here, and then, of course, go back to the top 10 in who finished the top 10. Of course, we already know who won the race. Chase Elliott, hometown boy, most NASCAR's most popular driver winning that. Of course, we know Brad Keselowski finished in second. We'll get the rest of the finishing top 10 and then get into who's in right now, and possibly later on, maybe rant on more about the Braves. Stay tuned. This is the EG3 Podcast. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Gritter III here, recording this latest episode. First episode in the month of July. July 2nd, 2025. This will come out tomorrow night ahead of EG3 going out, staying in town for a 4-miler on Friday. So, and then of course we'll do the postcast over, I'll do the postcast over the weekend, and then that will be set up for Monday night there as well. So that is the plan here on this 4th of July weekend for EG3 here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning in to a, yes, I know, NASCAR episode / I might slip in on the last segment, slipping a little bit of a potential history attempt into that. I was going to talk about it in the last episode, but did not get around to that. So I might just, instead of crying about the Braves and how bad they are, might slip that in there to wrap us up. But here, going back into the NASCAR segment, part 2, right? Cougar Quick State. Quick State 400, Chase Elliott winning. Let's go to the rest of the top 10 order here. With Keselowski Brad Keselowski led 46 laps in this one. And going back up to the winner, 41 laps led by Chase Elliott. Alex Bowman, third. Tyler Reddick, fourth. Eric Jones, fifth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. battled back from a late race penalty. Sixth, Zane Smith. Zane Smith, all night, was up there running around in the top 10 all night. Ty Dillon, eighth. Chris Buescher and Carson Hocevar. Yeah, I mentioned Carson Hocevar in the first segment. Very quiet. And I thought, going back to the first time, right? Going back to the first time. Let me see. Oh, boy. Now, let me see. Sinning. Sorry, I've got off track here. I wanted to pull up the cup standings here real quick. There we go. So, one of the playoff standings. But that's kind of due right now. But anyways, yeah, so Carson Hocevar in the first Atlanta race. Well, yeah, he was all over the top five, top three, and was in position to win. And then, obviously, the caution came out, and Christian Bell won on the last lap. If that doesn't come out, Hocevar might have been a first time winner of the Cup Series. But he turned around, fast forward back to, rewind back to last week, was in the mix, and he got in the big accident, the big one, to start off stage two, and he was not really the same, to be honest with you. There after the after fact, right? So, so that was an interesting point there as well. So let me see. Actually, I'm gonna go to a different state here. NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Let me see here. Standings. There we go. That is what I want right there. Let's see. We'll pull things up right there. So here we go. Yeah. So that now this is more specific. This is what I want right here, right? So after that, right? I mentioned. So right now, it looks like, so Byron Elliott, I believe this is the regular standings right now, I'm looking at, Larson, Hamlin, Bell, that's your top five in the regular standings right now. That is not what I want right here, so let me see, of course you're gonna do that. Let me see here, oh boy, not what we're looking for right here. Okay, so I just pulled up an article here. All right, yeah, so right now, Larson, Hamlin, Bell, like I mentioned, three wins, right? Byron, Blaney, Cindric, Logano, Briscoe, Barry, Van Gisbergen, Elliott, Chastain. That's your winners right now, and again, the one-time winners, Blaney, Byron, Cindric, Briscoe, Logano, Elliott, Van Gisbergen, Barry, Ross Chastain. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 drivers plus 3. 12 drivers won so far here in 2025. Okay? Again, 3 plus 9. 12. Easy math. We're trying to keep it easy here tonight on this podcast, right? So, 12 plus 1. That leaves 4 more drivers. 4 more drivers that need wins. Or that needs to get enough points. 8 races left. Ooh, my bold prediction. Looking good, baby. Looking good. Woo! And I did a bold prediction similar to this several years ago. When this was a NASCAR podcast, right? But it fell short because the 14 winners and 2 got in on points. Or really, actually, I think 15 got in on 1 got on points. Something like that, right? But anyways, so right now, but sweating a little bit, Tyler Reddick, plus 128. Alex Bowman got moved in, right? Let me see here. Of course, they're going to do it, right? So Tyler Reddick, Bowman, I believe. Let's take a stab at it, folks. So Bowman, Reddick, Bubba Wallace still in there, and Chris Buescher. That's why I think if my memory stays correct, not in that order. Still in, locked in for right now. But you have the threat of Brad Keselowski. If Brad Keselowski would have pulled that off last weekend, oh my goodness, it would have jumbled up everything. And let's not forget, going to a road course race, Chicago, home of the Chicago Marathon in October, that Fast Eddie, first ever World Major Marathon, completed his first ever World Major Marathon last fall. Going to be up there. Well, I'm not going up there this year, obviously, because we got unfinished business to take care of in the fall. But you're talking about Ty Gibbs in the mix at Mexico City, that type of man. Hey, yeah, I don't think, yes, Shane Van Gisbergen is a recent winner of Chicago 2 years ago, and he's just coming off of winning Mexico City not too long ago. So he's got a shot at it. But again, Ty Gibbs was all over Van Gisbergen in Mexico City there before Shane Costa coming out, right? So you have that situation. Ty Gibbs was up in the mix. Zane Smith was in the mix. This is a long shot, but Ty Dillon was in the mix, right? Somebody like that, a Carson Hocevar, if he can get out of his own way, somebody like that can really throw a monkey wrench into a Bubba Wallace, a Chris Buescher. And once again, Chris Buescher, despite how fast he's been in the last month, in the same spot yet again. And again, and I'm not going to feel bad for some of these guys. Yeah, you have had, again, in the Jeff Gluck camp, all regular season long, 26 races intact. 26 races to get your stuff in gear. 26 races to win at least one race. That's messed up, but rules are the rules, man. And if you don't win, you better have enough points. You better be the first. You better have a gobble of points. Otherwise, you're going to be in deep water in 8 races. That is plenty. I'm telling you, that is plenty of time for any of those guys I just mentioned. Zane Smith, let's put Michael McDowell in the mix now. A McDowell, an Almendinger, a Ty Gibbs, somebody in the mix. Daniel Suarez losing his ride. Yeah, that happened early in the week. That was announced. Trackhouse Racing. This has been rumored for the last couple of years. So, and I feel bad for Daniel Suarez, who coming off of a hometown game win in the Xfinity Series at Mexico City. But yet, lost his ride and probably going to give it to Connor Zilich. If I had a bet on DraftKings, I put Connor Zilich in that ride. I'm telling you. Hey. Hey, that's just a NASCAR nut in me, man. A NASCAR guru in me, man. Following the sport and reading and listening to podcasts and obviously X, Twitter, whatever the young bucks call these days. Yeah, so, but that'll be my first guess anyways, and probably the logical guess anyway, to put Zilich in that car. I'll be shocked if it, this is silly season way too early, but I'll be shocked if Zilich is not named in that 99 ride. I'm telling you. That's what it is, man, but I feel bad for Suarez, so already, to see the season officially kicked off early this week, when Dan said Trackhouse, and this was mutually agreement between the two parties, so Suarez is going to be looking for a ride next year. And so far, I don't see any other openings, at least in the Cup Series anyway. So the former Xfinity Series champion looking for a ride in 2026. This is the EG3 Podcast, Eddie Griffin III, here on this Wednesday edition. Well, recording first episode of July, the month of July, at least, the 2nd, July 2nd, 2025. So I'm going to wrap up this NASCAR talk here for the week. So, yeah, it's going to be something, man. Them drivers going to be sweating it out, including Tyler Reddick. So Tyler Reddick, he can get around Chicago pretty good. And he fell short last year to Alex Bowman, the eventual winner of this race last year. Tyler Reddick hitting the wall late. Screwed himself over a victory because he was hard charging, boy. Charging fast. Next thing I know, boom, hits the wall. You're done. And Alex Bowman having to hold him off for the day. But you're still going to have to deal with Van Gisbergen. I see a new winner coming out of South. I don't think Shane Van Gisbergen, yeah, he's talented and all that. I don't think he wins. I think this might be another bro prediction here on this podcast. I think a Ty Gibbs. So I want to see more chaos. A Ty Gibbs, somebody like that, win a race. Ty Gibbs been knocking on the door like as of late. He needs to get on the board. He needs to win a race, man. When you have a Chase Briscoe, a Denny Hamlin, and Christian Bell, two to three guys, it goes back to what I've said in the beginning of the episode. Them guys, Hamlin, Bell, they got three wins. Chase Briscoe, a recent winner, a couple weeks ago at Pocono, one of the latest episodes of the podcast. So make sure you check that out on the EG3 feed. Oh yeah, if you're looking for that, underneath the 3-Wide Podcast EG3. So again, going back to what I said here in Spurs of this podcast. This used to be a NASCAR podcast, full on, before going back to the original format, which was this was a sports podcast back in the day. Yeah, I'm saying it that way. So hey, when I first got into podcast space, this was a all around sports podcast. Now going back to that, yeah, I've talked about NASCAR a lot here, but just saying. So yeah, I want to see some chaos in there, thrown in the mix, and we might just stick with the Ty Gibbs theme here on this show. So we'll see what happens here this weekend up in Grant Park, where this road course is. Yeah, Grant Park, the same location as the start and finish of the Chicago Marathon. Yeah, that Grant Park I'm talking about. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm looking forward to the racing this weekend, seeing what unfolds there with that. 12 drivers have already locked themselves in a guaranteed spot to get in the postseason. 4 left and 8 races to go, I believe. Bold prediction. Here in the midsummer, 2025, all 16 drivers will have a ticket punch with wins on them, folks. When we come back here on the EG Podcast, attempt at history was trying to be made last weekend, and may or may not rant more about the Braves, who are right now training on thin ice. This is the EG Podcast. We'll be back after this. Woo! Woo! Man, the Braves, sorry. Woo! Eddie Greer III back for the last segment here on the EG3 Podcast here on recording this episode, July 2nd, 2025. Thank you for tuning in this episode, boy. And things are going to get worse. Yeah. Not gonna stress out about, because I already told one of my buddies that is a Braves fan that it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. And losing your other pitcher, Spencer Swollenbach, got notification that he's on the DL now. All that. So it's, things will get worse. What's another word for worse? I don't know. But if you find it, tell me, because it is bad. Bad, 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 bad across the board for the Atlanta Braves, but not bad, and to good, to a solid good attempt. The gold medalist, just wrote it down. Faith Kipyeon. I probably mentioned that. Of course, it's a Kenyan name, but Faith Kipyeon attempted to try to break 4. Now, yours truly trying to make 450, just short of that, but 7 weeks ago for the Casey Metro Mile, just tad bit short of that. But recently, a couple, my guy, Noah Stevenson, finally broke 4 last weekend in St. Louis. If someone would have told me there was another mile race, maybe I would have jumped in that instead of running. What? I know I ran a race last weekend. I'm trying to remember what I did. No, I did not run. I did not race last weekend. So if I don't know about this, I would have jumped in that. And I'm probably confident coming on here, commenting, saying 450 would have been, but busted down. I'm in right there. So, the Macklin Mile, what's it called? Yeah, around here in St. Louis. And I know they got another mile race coming up that I was looking up for sure, but I wasn't aware of that one. So the things I do not know until Strava was invented, right? So, gotta mark that down, because maybe possibly in the sprint, I know for me personally in the running space, there is one of the mile races that I wanted. It's on my bucket list. So I know marathon is out for next spring, along with the fall as well. This spring and next spring, marathon game, it's out. It's out for EG3, Fast Eddie. So he ain't doing no marathon, but I do want to do some fast stuff because, oh, by the way, Fast Eddie, the name, yeah. Yeah, he has to live up to that name. So there's that for you there. But the McLemore was down. Noah Stevenson broke four. The winner broke four. Well, obviously, because Noah finished second. It was a close finish. Close race. Right down on the wire. So, great there. I know a lot of people did good. Casey Smoke-wise as well. Definitely. If I would have known that sooner, instead of jumping in this 4 mile around here, holiday 4 mile race downtown Kansas City, I would have jumped in that instead. But I'm looking forward to these faster races here, including this one. So, but yeah, I think we'll see what decision is made. I haven't made a decision on whether to do last runner standing still or not, given the conversation that me and my coach had on Monday. And again, I'm gonna keep that in house, so y'all need to know that. So that's why we'll keep that in between EG3 and coach talk here on this podcast here. But yeah, Faith Kipyon, her attempt to break four fell just a bit short of the gold medalist in the 1500. 4 minutes, 6 seconds, still the fastest mile in history by a woman at Shade Curtly in Paris, France, there as well. So I saw that. I did see that was mentioned in several of the Strava posts there as well. So history was trying to make, couldn't do it. Given the quote here from Faith here after this attempt, quote, "I gave everything today to try. It was not about running a tactical race. Quote, it was the first trial. I have proven that it's possible. It's only a matter of time. I think it will come to our way. If it's not me, it will definitely be somebody else. I know one time, a woman will run under sub 4. I will not lose hope. I will still go for it." So, kudos to Faith there. I don't know when her next attempt. I did not see this. I did not watch her attempt this, but I did see clips on Instagram, things like that. She was in great, great spirits throughout this attempt there as well. So yeah, for sure. She's more than likely try again. But yeah, she's definitely right about the future. Somebody else, if it's not her, somebody, another woman, fast, is going to try to do it. So for sure, we've seen incredible stuff across the board when it comes to, and I've said this before, a while back on the podcast. I believe it's either on this podcast or the K-State podcast, that the women's running right now, it's on point right now, whether it's mile, on track, the 400 hurdles, the relays, the 15 meter hurdles, the 15 meter hundreds, the distance running, the short distance game. Yeah, we see some incredible stuff. It ain't gonna stop. So the women's running, even women's run marathon running, it's better than the men's running marathon running right now. I definitely said that on the show. So no question. A lot of eyes are on women's running, and this goes along with kind of putting this together with women's basketball, pro basketball right now, with the midday show I was talking about earlier today, saying that, you know, all eyes, even my basketball podcast said it as well, all eyes on the women's game right now, all the attention, the Caitlin Clarks of the world, and so on, right? I forgot the last name now. The Faith Keeping Gods of the world, Caitlin Clarks of the world. I know that's two different sports, trying to combine them, but you know what I'm saying? It's just all world right now. The Emma Bates of the world, you know what I'm saying? And then seeing in person, Now, this was after finishing the half marathon up in Duluth, right? Running into Ann Frisbee and Dakota. I can't say her, I can't pronounce her last, her new last name now, but running into them. Now, they weren't walking. They're in a cool down. They're in a cool down along the river. So I did stumble on them while walking around. They're short in person. Dakota's tiny. Oh my! One of the videos, I think the grandma's mare, the grandma's half, at least at the start, anyways, had to talk. Obviously, they're the front of the elites. You can just all of a sudden see Dakota, Pepelon. I probably butchered the last name. Sorry, I apologize about that. But she came along, boom, like, whoa. Well, I had to go back and look at that three or four times. She's small. Small and tiny, but still fast. So again, it's all right now. It's all about the women game right now. Whether it's women's basketball, women's running. And I'm going to throw in, since I mentioned K-State earlier in the show, Case of Women's Basketball. I know we're gonna see some new faces in there, a new turnover this year under Jeff Mini back in Manhattan. But again, even the draw is more attention than men's basketball. Men's basketball ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing shit right now. So they got some catching up to do. So again, let's not underestimate all these performances, whether it's softball, basketball, track and field, attempting a sub-4 mile, or blowing it out of the water on these field events that I'm seeing. It's the talk of the town right now. We gotta respect that. The ET3 podcast about to close this out here on the show, so I definitely want to acknowledge that. I wanted to say something, but the ET3 postcast was just focused on the recap of the Gary Bielke half marathon, which it's on the feed now. So if you have not listened to that, I would advise you to do so on that. So threw that in there a little bit as well. But yeah, 4th of July weekend. Again, we're going to be running a race here this weekend on Friday morning. When you listen to this, it'll be tomorrow morning. And we'll break it all down in the postcast. And that'll be out, be set for Monday night there as well. And then, of course, you're going to hear your usual NASCAR recap. And then, of course, if anything important breaks out with any sports, with the NBA draft happening last week with Cooper Flagg going officially number one to Dallas Mavericks. We have that. If any important comes across his desk, we'll definitely talk about it. That is for sure. The EG3 podcast. Get it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Again, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you see your favorite sports or comedy podcast. Well, I messed that up. We better shut it down right now here, folks. We have made it to the finish line on another episode here at the EG3 podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III, thank you so much here for taking time out of your holiday weekend, your 4th of July weekend, to listen to this episode. Again, if you like what you're hearing, I advise you to tell a friend to subscribe, or if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please do that as well, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we'll be back. I will record the 4 mile postcast over the weekend and have that to you on Monday. So we'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode of the EG3 podcast. Until then, we out. Have a safe 4th of July weekend.